Queenie by Candice Carty-Williams. I sat up suddenly, panic propelling me upright. My knees spread from the top of my head and down my body. I went to stand up, but my legs wouldn't follow the command of my brain. My heart started to pound, and my vision blurred at the edges. Help! I tried to call out, but I couldn't pull enough air into my lungs to get the word out. Instead, I sat hyperventilating until the water turned cold. Queenie! My grandmother screeched. Stop pussyfooting our own! Those sheets need to go! Although I could now move my legs, I couldn't stand for the shaking. I didn't know if it was the cold or the adrenaline. What? You're still in here? She burst into the bathroom and I pulled the shower curtain around me. Queenie, you must be mad. You think I'm looking? You should have seen my farm when I was your age. I put all of you to shame. I feel really weird. I think I should go back to bed. I'm shaking. Look. I held my hands out. You think I haven't shaken worse in my life? After I had your mother, I shook for a year. Come out the bath. 2 weeks passed, a fortnight of chores, of feeling so ill, of refusing phone calls and ignoring messages, of panicking silently so as not to make my grandparents aware of my weakness. On Tuesday morning, somewhere between my first bath of the day and taking the recycling out, my phone buzzed with a number that I didn't know. I answered it cautiously with the hand that wasn't balancing milk cartons and empty porridge boxes. Hello, am I speaking to Queenie Jenkins? A droll woman's voice said on the other end of the phone. Yes, who is this? I asked, walking down the front path. My name is Amanda. I'm calling from Slam. We received a referral letter, the woman said, her tone exactly the same as before. Slam? South London and Maudsley, she said. We received your referral letter for talking therapy.